This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today, granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian Island territories. The Minister said the Council has also accorded approval for a procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft and certain other equipment. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. Moving the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the proposed amendment will strengthen governance in the banking sector apart from enhancing customer convenience. The Rajya Sabha today took up the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 for discussion. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. Moving the bill, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the bill defines design, manufacturing, maintenance of aircrafts, which will help the civil aviation industry with the legal framework. He said the bill will replace the Aircraft Act 1934, which has been amended 21 times. Mr. Naidu said India is one of the fastest growing civil aviation markets in the world. The Rajya Sabha today gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. It clarifies that mineral oils will not include coal, lignite or helium. Replying in a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easy resolution of disputes. Mr. Puri said the bill will provide ease of doing business in the oil and gas sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs (CBIC) has rejected media reports regarding the Group of Ministers' GOM recommendations on GST rate changes on various goods and services, saying that such reports are premature and speculative. The CBIC said that GST Council has not received any recommendations of Group of Ministers and no GST rate changes have been deliberated. In Jammu and Kashmir, a most wanted terrorist commander was killed in an encounter in Dachigam forest in the Srinagar outskirts today. A police spokesperson confirmed that the killed terrorist has been identified as Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, a dreaded terrorist of the Lashkar-e-Tayyiba outfit. In men's hockey, Junior Asia Cup semi-final match, India beat Malaysia by 3-1 in Muscat, Oman. With this win, India will now face off against last year's finalist Pakistan once again in the final tomorrow. India defeated Hong Kong China 31-28 in their opening Group B match of Asian Women's Handball Championship, which kicked off in New Delhi at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.